This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado added nearly 4,000 jobs in May, the second consecutive month of job gains. CPR's Sarah Mulholland has more.
According to Colorado's Department of Labor and Employment, the leisure and hospitality sector has added the most jobs of any industry for the past year, with a gain of more than 21,000 jobs. But monthly jobs numbers have been jumping around a lot lately, making it hard to tell how well the economy is holding up. And some sectors are doing far better than others. For instance, financial services has lost more than 10,000 jobs during the past 12 months. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
In Congress, Colorado Republican Ken Buck has a bill to address counterfeit prescription pills. It would penalize people caught with equipment to manufacture pills containing fentanyl, methamphetamine, and other illegal substances. It would also direct the Drug Enforcement Agency to increase its efforts against the distribution of counterfeit pills. Congressman Jason Crow wants to make homeless shelters in Colorado and around the country more pet-friendly. He is co-sponsor of a bill to make federal money available for shelters to upgrade and better accommodate people's pets. A lake in Colorado was closed because of E. coli. Water testing last week confirmed high levels of the bacteria at Nottingham Lake in Avon along the Eagle River near Vail. It's not clear just what caused it. It could be a malfunctioning septic system, or from too many swimmers in the lake, or from groundwater runoff. The lake will stay closed until E. coli levels go down. This is CPR News.